Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Juul is ending sales of fruit-flavored vape products.
I saw the Juul sign. I was in a convenience store, and there's a lit-up Juul sign in there. But it says, and almost bigger letters than the lit-up Juul sign, is, "This will kill you." I mean, they're making them put that. Right below it says, vaping this might kill you. I'm exaggerating, but that's how big the disclaimer was on the lit-up sign.
Buy a Juul, but you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, nobody's telling them to do that. They're taking it upon themselves to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, I realize that. Yeah. Which, if it's mighty nice of them, we'll sell you stuff that's going to kill you, but we'll tell you it's going to kill you.
I mean, it took...
Well, cigarettes are there for years.
Yeah,
you know?
About 50 years for cigarettes to finally put that on there. But the vapors, since they're taking all this heat, are taking it upon themselves.
Juul announced that it will only sell mint, menthol, and tobacco flavors to help people who are trying to quit smoking combustible cigarettes.
That's what they originally said, but now we found out smoking combustible cigarettes is probably better than vaping. Isn't that crazy?
They can't even
If
call
you use it,
it
to quit smoking, great. That's what originally all this stuff started for. And then all of a sudden, hey, the kids like this.
They got to call it tobacco. They can't call it tasty tobacco.
No,
it's juice.
No, but usually they give it nice name. That's what marketing's all about.
What flavor to get rid of? That's going to piss off some 20-year-old chick.
Oh, yeah, they're pissed off. The fruity stuff, the bubblegum stuff.
Some 17-year-old girl. Yeah.
Everything except mint, menthol, and tobacco.
Yeah.
How am I going to get the flavor of bubblegum now? Chew gum?
I tell you, you can get the taste of bubblegum with a THC cartridge.
Oh,
they're not banning those.
Bubblegum-flavored weed.
Start smoking weed.
You can get all sorts
of
flavors.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
When it comes to the THC vape. I really don't notice the difference. After you smoke it for a certain amount of time, or vape it, as the case may be.
With the THC kind?
Yeah.
Well, that's just... high, right?
This is cotton candy. This is
grape. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
I don't really notice the difference. Some people claim they do. And that some are tastier than others.
It still tastes like weed, though?
No, it really doesn't taste like weed.
I always like the taste of weed. Yeah.
Well, that's available, too.
Does it come just in skunk?
No.
Original flavor?
Good question.
Yeah.
I've not seen.
Does it come in original flavor?
It should.
Like the vapes? Smells like?
No, I've seen all tasty cotton candy, grape, all that kind of stuff. But you're right. It should come.
Well, look what's happening in Colorado, man. Well, the Broncos suck. That's what's happening right now.
Well, yeah, that could be the legal marijuana finally taking hold.
And in Canada.
Seeping into the Broncos management,
And look what's happening in Canada.
Yeah.
It's legal all over the country there.
Saw several reports on the social media last night.
Oklahoma soon.
And they could just be projecting, but they said John Elway looked baked.
Well, he looks like he spent a lot of times outdoors quarterbacking. He's always looked older than what he is, I think.
I think he golfs a lot, too.
And Troikman.
Yeah, Troikman.
Looked baked as hell a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that one, too.
Oh, yeah, was that the Packers-Cowboys game, I think?
Yeah, I think it was.
He looked all baked, and like most of Twitter went, why does Troy look baked?
Well, he's in Denver.
Because he had to sit through another Bronco game.
Well, no, this was in Dallas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a Packer game.
Okay.
There's now nearly 1,500 cases of lung illnesses related to the vaping. Most people under 35.
Troikman probably popped some edibles in the middle of the first quarter last night after the game was essentially over.
Joe, you want some?
Yeah. Yes.
Now that they don't make in just skunk flavor. The edibles come in,
I know that.
In candy flavor.
Which is fine.
In cookies and brownies. No skunk flavor. You got to make that on your own, apparently.
Well, isn't that kind of the point of putting it in an edible?
To make it
taste better.
To make it taste better. Yeah, but some people like the smell. and the taste of that.
I think it was just to give you a reasonable way to eat it.
Exactly.
Yeah. As right. opposed to just eating a stick of butter.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're saying that's bad?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying a lot of people wouldn't necessarily go for it.
Right. The essence.
So you
got to
put the butter in something.
Yeah.
The essence of the pot brownie is the weed and the butter.
But if you could get that weed butter fried on a stick at a state fair somewhere.
There you go.
Oh,
there you
baby.
Go.
Any kind of butter. Imagine, but especially weed butter.
Imagine the line for that place.
Make a edible corn dog full of weed.
The two guys that who smoke the excellent. Least pot on this show are coming up with the best ideas this morning, as far as I'm concerned.
We're clear-headed.
With a crust of
maybe
salt.
Once a year. You guys smoke it every day, so you guys are the experts.
Yeah, but you got a different perspective.
Once a year, yeah.
You know how to appeal to those once a year
I only
smokers
do it,
or eaters.
In legal states.
Well, and I also know that you can put anything on a stick and fry it, and it'll sell at a state fair.
Yeah. Or if somebody came from a legal state and brought some back, you might try some at a concert or something like that.
Nope.
That doesn't sound like
I only follow the law.
Yeah.
I had a brownie in Colorado in the summer, and I won't touch it in illegal states because I'm an upstanding
citizen.
Right.
If he's in a state that shuns drugs, he will.
Shun drugs.
He will.
Yes. Except?
Yep. Except when he doesn't.